at the 2020 GAC in Washington, D.C., and we're already having a good time with the guys from Correlation, Mr. Jeff Dent and Rob Landis. How are you, gentlemen?
Great.
Doing fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic, yeah. I know the show hasn't even started yet, but what kind of expectations do you guys have for this year? Rob, I'll let you go first.
I'm really looking forward to connecting with our clients. You know, that's my point of focus in the organization. This is a great opportunity to be able to get to know them and what they're looking for from the product, from the company, making sure that we're maintaining the standards that we've set for, again, for the product, for the service that we provide. So this is a great place to get all of them together and make sure to connect. So.
It's the big family reunion, they call it.
That's right.
I've heard. So, Mr. Dent, what expectations do you have this year?
It's the same, and it's really also on my side to really focus on the technology. What's the buzz out there? What are clients looking for? What are vendors doing? What are our vendor partners doing? And what other new partners can we establish? This is a great show. Lots of people, and like you said, there's always big buzz here.
Oh yeah!
And so, just being able to be here, and you said the show hasn't started. It started well weeks ago for us,
well, yeah.
Getting ready.
Well, the preparation,
exactly.
The actual execution is.
So now it's
tonight.
All coming to a head. So we're excited for the show.
So we were talking before the recording. Like, what's new that you guys are doing? What continues to differentiate you guys? Because we were talking about predictive analytics, AI, all that type of stuff that we've been hearing for years now. So what's new on the correlation compass?
So for us, I think, you know, we are doing our due diligence and watching the buzzwords out there, the predictive analytics, and how can we maybe use machine learning, not that we're potentially offering that today, but we might be tomorrow. We don't know yet. But at the same time, I think right now we're in a really good position for our vendors and our clients to take advantage of the system that we've built over the years. Put all those pieces together. We're a single core, but we have more in the core. So let's utilize it, all those pieces through the API. You know, we have a vision where through somebody has our real-time alert set up, and they get a message at home that says you did a transaction over your threshold of $5,000. Well, today through our API, you can have that be actionable. You could say, no, I didn't do that, and send a message through our API to our dispute system, dispute that transaction, give a provisional credit, automatically queue it up in the back office for someone to follow up, cancel or put a hold on that card, and give a provisional credit.
Goodness.
All through the API today.
Wow. And that's
we offer that in
well? Brett.
Everything's real time with Keystone.
Wow.
One API for everything. So now we have this massive system. We want to bring all those pieces together and continue to focus on the core.
No doubt. Build out the core
even more.
Well, having said that, Rob, what's the feedback that you're getting from clients out there? Because you're obviously talking to them all the time, as well as you are, Jeff. But what's the feedback that you're getting from credit unions out there in relation to what Jeff was talking about,
and
what else is on the horizon?
A lot of excitement about being able to bring that kind of thing to bear. You know, the technology is there. I mean, everything that Jeff described is available today. And what we look to do is really partner with our clients, with the credit unions, to understand, you know, right down to the nitty gritty, the specific buttons, the specific flow, to make sure it's as efficient as possible for their staff, and therefore for the service of their members. So everything that we're doing, and again, this show is a great example of that, is an opportunity to connect to make sure that we're refining and moving the product forward and doing that in a collaborative way.
How do you keep it? How do you keep from credit unions chasing after that shiny red ball syndrome? It's like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. We got to go for it. We'll integrate with the core, that type of stuff. How do you, I don't know, maybe it could be a question for a credit union, but I'm sure you guys are there for as somewhat guidance counselors as well in this area. So what do you tell them? It's like, as opposed to what we'll work on it.
I think it's you're dealing with financial institutions. You want to be on the cutting edge.
Sure.
Potentially not the bleeding edge. You can't throw all your eggs in a basket too soon and then miss out on other opportunities. So I think what we do is really analyze that with the clients. And since we have a very collaborative client base, we're able to bring everybody together. And they're very open to collaborate with us and give their opinions. So, you know, working with our clients to really determine what is going to make sense and what's not.
Well, I mean, every credit union's different.
Exactly.
So you got to take that, you got to weigh that as well, right, Rob?
Yeah, I agree. And to Jeff's point, by bringing not just, us working with a single credit union, by bringing together almost a focus group, a community that are all interested in the same end goal, we can very easily kind of weed out those one-off ideas that might not really be the best bang for the buck. It might not suit everybody's needs. And instead, we can focus on something that's really achievable, attainable, and a differentiator for all of us.
But I do want to add, The clients can completely customize the system to their own needs
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if there was that one-off, we have different tools that they could customize the core, or a completely open API so they can integrate with any vendor that mm-hmm. they see mm-hmm. fit. So we're not going to be the limiting factor on what things they can do.
Yeah.
We're just going to be the consultant talking about what makes most sense in right. the core itself.
Well, that's why I asked you that question, because I mean, yeah. you guys have an open system, truly open system.
Truly open.
So I would think, especially for a newer client, a newer credit union yeah. Keystone, mm-hmm. they would go, oh my gosh, sky's the limit.
Yep.
But oh, let's reel it in a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
You know, let's
yeah.
be real.
Let's walk
right?
before we run and right. have some manageable goals.
Right, right.
Yeah. But that said, if there is a given credit union that finds something that really does work, I mean, not only are we looking to collaborate within our client base, but we look to collaborate, create as many partnerships within the industry as possible. So if there is that new innovative third party and they're interested in working, you know, some sort of integration with a core, as Jeff said, I think it was perfectly put, we're not going to be the limiting factor there.
Mm-hmm.
That's we're open to that. We're going to
yeah.
work with,
yeah.
with anybody that wants to work with us, and that creates the best possible future.
Indeed. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you off the hot seat now. Anything else to add? Anything? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up, gentlemen, here before the the festivities get going inside
there? We're just
there?
Really excited to be here. We're really excited to continue to add to the momentum. We've had a great amount of success to date, and I think that Jeff would agree yeah. that we're just really only hitting
Started,
our stride now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the beginning.
Wow.
There's a lot we can do.
It's we talk about this every year we come here, from the first time we came to now.
Oh, I remember the first time.
Like night and day, and every year, you know, if you look at our booth, it's changing. Look at our location, it's changing. Mm-hmm. Our client base is changing. Our mm-hmm. vendor partners are changing. It's been a great ride, and I'm excited mm-hmm. for the
yeah.
future.
Yeah, you guys certainly have created quite the buzz here, for sure. So it's really cool that you guys are keeping that momentum going. So keep up the good work, guys, all right?
Thank you very much,
Bob, thank you so much, sir.
I appreciate it.
See you.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.
There they are.